This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A state audit of Colorado's Division of Motor Vehicles found that the agency largely provides timely services. The audit shows the organization has made progress in improving its services, with most people finishing their business at the DMV within 30 minutes. Auditors say the department could make improvements to its online ID services, however. Last year, the DMV issued nearly 1.5 million driver's licenses. Denver has never had a woman for mayor, but a new poll shows more than half respondents are motivated by voting for a woman as the next mayor, and a quarter are very motivated by it. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports the biggest issue for Denver voters is housing.
Emerge Colorado and the Colorado Working Families Party commissioned the poll of 400 Denver voters in July. Results showed voters overwhelmingly wanted a woman, a community leader, and someone with personal experience with the challenges Denver faces, like discrimination or poverty. More than half of polled voters were undecided. No candidate had more than 7% support, and most polled didn't recognize candidates' names. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Colorado's veterinarian officials say avian flu cases among poultry flocks are on the rise. There have been several recently confirmed cases in Colorado. In one case, more than a million commercial chickens were euthanized to reduce the spread. Avian flu is a highly contagious disease that can easily spread through flocks via droppings of poultry, specifically ducks and geese. Right now in Grand Junction, it's 79 degrees and mostly cloudy. In Denver, it's 80 degrees. This is CPR News.